Jesus Fix It, the Good Morning Radio Podcast with Seth and Jess.
You know why I love the month-end wrap-up for the Jesus Fix It podcast?
Why do you love the month-end wrap-up for the Jesus Fix It podcast?
Because we get to lighten the mood.
Yeah, now that is some of my favorite aspects. We can talk about some of the fun stuff that happens during the month.
June was so heavy, but now we get to lighten it up a little bit. We get to talk about the lighter, well, I guess it's kind of light, the topics we have planned for you today. Some of the things that happened in June. This is on a lighter note.
Yes.
So let's just preface it by saying that. Yes, there were some heavy things that happened in June.
Indeed.
But this episode of the Jesus Fix It podcast, we're going to keep it a little light.
You've probably heard as much of the heavy stuff as you want to hear. So how about some fun stuff, a little more lighter, enjoyable conversation?
All right. So the first thing I want to say is I am still ecstatic about the Golden State Warriors winning.
Go sports.
Okay. All right.
I'm not a basketball fan.
Well,
but I get it.
Since you are my co-host, radio partner in crime, you are an honorary Golden State Steph Curry fan.
Just like you are an honorary Lewis Hamilton Formula One race car fan.
Okay, that's a deal.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Okay.
You do endure listening to me talk about the Formula One races.
I do.
Which, by the way, when this one dropped, the race this weekend was at Silverstone in England, which is awesome.
Oh, so, yeah, Silverstone was great.
Silverstone. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. As of the time we're recording this, I have no idea how the race came out because it hasn't actually been done yet. But see, there we go. Now we've talked about my sport. Let's dig into, who did you say, the Golden State Warriors?
Yes, Golden State Warriors. Don't do that. I am a Steph Curry fan.
Okay.
And if you are not a Golden State Warrior fan, then you are still my buddy. You are still my people.
Okay.
And sorry, your team lost. Okay.
But are you, though?
Not really, but hey, it's all love and basketball.
I read an article that said that the three-point shot is changing the face of professional basketball.
I mean,
and I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't read the article, but I thought the headline was interesting.
That is an interesting headline.
Is it a thing, though?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a thing.
Because I know that when I have attended two Orlando Magic games live, okay?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was invited and I went to two Orlando Magic games in Orlando. And I will say two things. One, the players are much bigger in real life than they appear on TV. And the court was much smaller in real life than it appears on TV. Those are the two things that really impressed me.
Yeah.
And I will say it was very exciting when somebody took a shot from half court and just boom, made it. That's exciting. But why is it changing?
I think any professional sport is better in person.
I agree with that, especially baseball.
Especially baseball, live. And first of all, my Yankees. Yankees are like on. Okay, I'm getting off on another tangent right now. Let me
Yankees?
Just stop.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're killing it right now. Okay. Anyway, any sport, especially baseball, I am not the type of baseball. I cannot sit and watch baseball on TV. I am not doing it. Even if I'm like, I cannot.
Really?
Usually I can watch anything like as background noise if I'm sitting and reading a book.
Right.
Not even baseball for me. No. But if you're right there, live and in person at a baseball game, it is the most fun, most Americanist.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I like the minor leagues. There was a minor league team in Wausau, Wisconsin when I lived up there. Mm-hmm. And the evenings were perfect. The tickets were cheap. The hot dogs were amazing. And it was a great evening.
Just to be at a sporting event live there. Okay,
if
you're done, if you're over the sports talk. Okay, we can move along.
Welcome to sports talk, everybody.
Okay, now, this next thing we want to talk about. We just have to preface this. We are not endorsing, I'm not. I don't know how to say this without being mean.
Well, then just do it.
I'm not endorsing the Kardashians.
Oh.
Can I just say this? I'm not being mean, but I just want to say that I am really just trying not to be. I'm just, there's no other way for me to just say it than just to, I am not a huge Kardashian. I'm not on the Kardashian bandwagon, so to speak. I'm just.
No. Never seen an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I don't read about the Kardashians. I have, let me think, no interest in anything they do at all, period.
Okay.
That's my situation.
Okay, we'll just leave it at that.
But, however,
okay, so you may know that when the Met Gala happened, you know, the big Met Gala that happens every year, Kim Kardashian decides, you know what would, well, first of all, when all the stars attend the Met Gala, the fashion is the thing. I actually love watching the red carpet for the Met Gala because the fashion is just crazy, and I love it.
And it's even bigger than the Oscars and some of the other award shows, right?
If you listen to Spirit FM, you've probably heard Megan from The Evening Show. When the Met Gala was going on, me and her were texting back and forth that night looking at all the dresses and all the fashion and stuff. Huh. We love it so much. But
you guys
anyway,
didn't include in me in any of the...
Well, we were going to, but, you know.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, so that's the thing. It's the fashion. Well, Kim Kardashian, as you all may know, she decides, what I want to do this year is wear Marilyn Monroe's dress.
The famous dress that she wore when she sang Happy Birthday to Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Which she didn't exactly fit into it. Let me just...
Yeah,
preface
she,
it that
she didn't
way.
Fit, so she had to go on a diet, and you know, she went on this crash diet and everything, and she still couldn't even zip the dress all the way up. So they had to make all of these improvisations and everything. But first of all, side note here: they used to say Marilyn Monroe back in the day was a plus size woman. They used to say that, you know, she was, you know, kind of on the heavy side.
Yeah, I remember. I remember those comments. Well, I remember reading those comments.
The dress was like a size, I think, 8 or 12 or something like that.
Now,
how warped is that?
I'm not a fashion person, but 8 or 12 is not a big size dress, is it?
Like what? No. Okay. But anyway, that was just a little side note of mine. I just got a little irritated at that. But anyway, neither here nor there. So anyway. They take this dress out of the archives and they allow Kim Kardashian, and I'm not being funny when I say this because this is actual truth, they allow her to literally squeeze herself in it. And she's on video literally squeezing. It takes a whole team of people to help her get into this gown. And she's literally wiggling, and it looks like me when I'm trying to wear jeans.
Okay.
Like I'm literally getting cardio in,
right?
Trying to put on jeans these days.
No,
this was Kim Kardashian putting on this dress, and so the thing we're talking about is weeks later, the Met Gala is over, it's done, and the dress was at Ripley's, by the way.
Okay,
and
believe it or not,
yes. Okay, see what you did there.
Okay,
so they come out, not Ripley's, but whoever else is in charge of cleaning the dress and all this stuff. They make a post on social media kind of bashing Kim. And they're like, there are a few of the sequins missing for the dress. Pew! It's a little dirty. And I'm just like... Basically, they're saying that the dress isn't in its original form anymore.
They said it was damaged in some way.
It's a little damaged. Well, first of all, it's not ruined by any means, but there are some little imperfections in the dress.
Right.
My thing is, what in the world did you expect when you allowed her to wear the dress?
That's a very good point. That is a very good point. It's like, you do know where this dress is going, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have two other questions. Mm-hmm. One, Why did she wear the dress? Was this a celebration? Was there an anniversary of Marilyn Monroe?
She just wanted to. Again, the Met Gala is all about making a statement with fashion.
And I get that.
This was hers.
This was her statement.
That's the why. This is what she wanted to do.
I was just curious as to what was the, you know, what made her think, oh, Marilyn Monroe's dress because of...
This is my boom. This is my statement.
Yes, it is. The other question is, I think, and it's kind of going on yours, is why would you allow a piece of history, regardless of how important of a piece of history it is? Granted, it's not the Constitution, right?
But still, but it's an artifact, kind of.
It is a piece of American history. Why would you allow anybody, regardless of who it is, why would you allow anybody to take it out, wear it out in public to where it could vary? What if somebody had spilled something on her?
And then you don't have the nerve to complain about it.
Exactly. It's like you made the choice to allow her to have it, and now you're complaining about it. It's kind of – there's responsibility on both sides
right.
there.
So
when she was having trouble getting into it, she probably should have said, you know what, this is not a good idea. Let's do something else.
Nah, because you can't come too far to turn back.
No, you can when it's not.
Nah, because let me tell you, when I'm trying to get on my jeans,
yeah.
and once they get up a certain point, I've come too far to turn back now.
Okay.
So I get it.
I'm not going to argue on that point because I'm not going to win that point.
Okay, but basically we've talked about the Kardashians, so hopefully we've gained a whole new audience now.
Yes.
All right. Can we move on now?
We absolutely, completely, totally can move on.
All right. The other thing that we want to talk about, and listen, y'all, please, if you have an opinion on this, call the show and let us know especially this next thing we're going to talk about. The number for the show, by the way, is 888-774-7482.
You can call or text.
And also, you can email us. We're going to give you the email at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Because we really, really want some other opinions about this. Like, seriously. Amazon, their Alexa device, they are working on the voice thingy.
Yeah, it's technology.
Yeah, the voice you hear for Amazon. That voice, they are
working. For the Alexa, right?
I'm sorry. They are working on it to be able to be the voice of a deceased person. Mm-hmm. So for example, right now when I talk to my Alexa, it's that woman
right.
voice.
The Alexa voice that you're used to.
Yes.
Right.
When you say, "Hey Alexa," hopefully we didn't just set your Alexa off. Okay.
Did.
So for example, my father passed away. So say if I wanted my father's voice on the Alexa, they are working on technology where I can program my Alexa to
speak to
my dead father's voice.
I get why they're doing it.
I get it. And some people may be like, yes, I would love to be able to hear my dead relatives, my dead friend's voice anytime I want to.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think it would be
emotionally straining.
Okay, so I shared on the show a couple of weeks ago, and this is a true story, y'all. One night, I was laying in my bed, and I was so shaken and startled because it was about 1 or 2 in the morning. I sat straight up in my bed because I hear, doo-doo. Dun-dun. Baby shark. My Alexa had just started playing Baby Shark.
For no reason.
No reason.
No prompting.
I thought my son was home. It was the middle of the night. My son wasn't home. I thought he had programmed it to do something. He swears he did nothing. The Alexa device just went off. And it has done that before in other circumstances. What if it's the middle of the night, I'm in a dead sleep, and all of a sudden I hear my dead father's voice?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about this, y'all.
It would be disconcerting. Now, there's a handful of things here. First of all, it's amazing technology. All right, I'm going to, you know me, I'm the nerd.
I'll give him that.
All right, yes. It's amazing technology. If you've seen Top Gun, the recent Top Gun sequel.
Don't give spoilers.
No.
Okay.
But in the movie, Val Kilmer is in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Val Kilmer has had some very serious throat problems. And in real life, Val Kilmer cannot speak. Okay? He's had some very serious throat issues and diseases and so forth. I think he had surgery that damaged his vocal cords so badly he cannot talk.
Mm-hmm.
He speaks in the movie. It is this technology that Alexa or Amazon is using that uses recordings, previous recordings of Val Kilmer, reconstructs it, and has him speak for the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's audio. If you've watched, and if you haven't, you should, the Obi-Wan series on Disney Plus, there is there are scenes with Darth Vader. All right, Darth Vader is James Earl Jones. James Earl Jones is older now, and the quality of his voice is
right.
Not the same as when the original, you know, when the time was set for the film.
Mm-hmm.
So they use this technology, older recordings of James Earl Jones as Darth Vader years and years ago, and created the voice for this new series. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's great technology.
It's great what we can do with technology these
so,
days.
So I don't think you have to just use it for an individual that is deceased. I believe you could use this audio for anyone. If you have, I think it's a minute of audio, you can train your Alexa device, or at least this is the idea. You can train the Alexa device to talk in anybody's voice. So if you wanted Darth Vader's voice to talk to you as Alexa, that could happen. If you wanted a relative, that could happen.
Seth, you are old enough to be my father.
Yeah, that's okay.
isn't that what
I'm getting
isn't
my
that
lightsaber.
What Darth Vader
yeah,
says?
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what he. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
So the question is, you know, did Luke get him a Father's Day card? Probably not. Anyway, but the technology is such that I think you could use it for all kinds of things. But like you
but that's
said.
That's how they're marketing it.
Yeah, and I hear it, and I think that's probably where they thought the niche was going to be. But I don't. My mom passed away years and years ago, and I don't think.
So how would you feel about that if you said, hey, Alexa,
yeah.
Get my groceries, and your dead mother's voice said.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Seth. Adding applesauce.
Yeah. I don't think I would like that.
Right.
Now, if I could have like a celebrity's voice or somebody else's voice that I liked.
Hey, Idris Elba.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's
saying.
That wouldn't be my first choice. But
I'm just saying.
I understand for you. You know, it's that British accent. Sure. I got it.
Yes, yeah. Jess. What would you like me to add to your shopping cart today?
Is that how you just, yeah, that's exactly. Okay. Real quick, I want to mention this one thing.
Okay.
We have to be very careful how we give advice to the younger generation.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
sounding like my dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in Italy, a grandfather passed down some great advice to his 5-year-old grandson.
Okay.
And it was simply this: love each other. That is the most important thing. Money is not the important part of life, but how you treat and love each other. That is what's important.
Yeah.
That young man, 5 years old, took it to heart because he went into his dad's room, got his father's wallet, pulled out all the paper cash, tore it into little itty-bitty pieces, and threw it out the window.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, honey.
So when we give advice, it might be a good idea for us to make sure, okay, you understand I'm not telling you to go tear up your dad's cash, right? I'm just telling you, love is more important than money.
But we want to make sure, honey, that
yes.
we still got to eat.
Yeah.
We still got to buy gas.
Uh-huh. Can you imagine that? You come in, it's like, where's...
What did you do?
Did you guys get a little cash out of my wallet? I mean, I don't mind, but what... Yeah, I threw it all away.
Okay.
I'm sorry you did what?
I thought you said we was keeping this light. Because that's heavy right there.
I think
right
it's
there.
Fun.
That was heavy right there.
It's humorous. I wouldn't want it to happen to me, but
okay.
It is kind of funny.
Okay, one last thing.
All right.
Even though, this airs on the 4th of July,
yes,
but you may be listening all week long. We just want to thank everyone who protects our freedoms.
Yes.
Every single day.
All of
you. A special thank you to the men and women who fight for us, your family. Thank you for your sacrifices. Hope you are enjoying your 4th of July. Hope you're waving your flag. And speaking of your flag, have you thought about the American flag? And this is an excerpt from Kathy Irvin's True Freedom. Think about the American flag and all that it stands for. This emblem of the greatest nation on earth is placed on graves of our honored dead who fought for us to remain a free nation. And it flies high during times of peace as well as war. Old Glory is its name. There's another real freedom we can have. We can display it every day of the year. And that is our freedom in Christ, to live a life to glorify Him, so that His banner of love, truth, and peace can be seen by all.
Thanks for listening. If you have questions or comments, send them to podcast@spiritfm.com. This is a production of Positive Alternative Radio.
The Jesus Fix It podcast is brought to you by Mardell Christian Education Stores, which provide a vast selection of faith-based products and supplies for both classroom and homeschool teachers. You can find Mardell exclusive brands in their education, church supply, and gift departments, you know, like Renewing Minds and The Brainery. Toys for the kiddos from Melissa and Doug, science and craft activity kits, they're all 30% off. And you can view their weekly ad and what's on sale anytime you like by simply downloading the Mardell app.
Get quick encouragement on the go with your Encouraging 5-Minute Podcast. It's a weekly dose of encouragement to start your week off right. Search your Encouraging 5-Minute Podcast today.